I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The film Marshall opens in theaters nationwide tomorrow. The screenplay was written by Connecticut lawyer Michael Koskoff and his son Jacob.
This here is Mr. Thurgood Marshall. This man is an attorney. You will treat him with the respect that he deserves.
The movie tells the story of a young lawyer, Thurgood Marshall, who in the 1940s was sent by the NAACP to Bridgeport, Connecticut, to work on a sensational sexual assault trial. On December 11, 1940, a wealthy Greenwich woman was found wandering at about 5 in the morning. She told police that she'd been the subject of multiple rapes by her black chauffeur. The man was arrested. The story made headlines. The film Marshall centers on this case. Attorney Michael Koskoff spoke to WNPR last year about the making of the film Marshall and says in writing the screenplay, he was able to draw on his own experience as an attorney in the courtroom.
I'd been involved in civil rights cases, starting with the Black Panthers in 1970 in New Haven. I know what happens in a courtroom. I know the dynamics of a courtroom. I find that most movies and TV depictions of a trial, not only are they fake, they're not half as dramatic as real trials are.
Koskoff says the film challenges stereotypical depictions of African Americans as drug addicts, criminals, or victims.
One of the things about Thurgood Marshall that is so spectacular is that he is not a victim. He is a hero, a true hero, whose heroism is based on his courage, on his intellect, on his wit.
Years after the Connecticut case, Thurgood Marshall claimed victory in Brown versus Board of Education and went on to become the first African-American Supreme Court justice. The film Marshall is directed by Reginald Hudlin. Actor Chadwick Boseman plays Thurgood Marshall. Josh Gad plays lawyer Sam Friedman. Diane Orson, WNPR News.